Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
We're doing Ask Me Anything today. You can tweet us at KJK. I said it. At Key J and Max.
At KJM.
At KJM. Or at KG and Max.
I don't understand why people always get my name wrong, especially at work.
Just talking fast.
It's Key.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a nickname, Key.
But in
to say Keyshawn.
On this show, it's Key J. So, you're saying KJM.
No, it's just Keyshawn. It's not that difficult.
But, I know your name, and yet I do that from time to time.
Well.
No, you don't call me K.
Well, I'm sure I just did. I just said I just had to say Key J and Max just now. Just now.
Is it because you get confused at KJM?
Yeah, KJM. I'm crossing KJM with Key J and Max. That's what's happening. Yeah.
But okay. We never say Key J and Max. It's KJM. Yeah. Keyshawn, J Will, and Max.
Yeah. There's a lot of different versions.
No, it should be. It's only two versions.
Yeah.
KJM.
I know. It's only supposed to be
two. So you should never do the other one.
He really doesn't like it when people.
No, because I don't mess your name. I don't call you.
My name is Max.
Hey, Mick.
You called me Mike before almost.
No.
Wait, did anyone catch this? He said he almost called me Mike before.
No one caught it, so it doesn't matter.
But he did. But we did catch our producer, Shannon.
Oh, we got the audio?
Yeah, we got the audio. So the original sounded like this.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
However.
All right, we'll take looking at the best underdog bets of the NFL Week 2 on the plus side here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. The next game for you, Key.
Not as bad on second hearing. Okay. Can we hear it again?
But when you hear it live.
All right, we'll take looking at the best underdog bets of the NFL Week 2 on the plus side here on Keyshawn, J. Will.
Yeah, I hear. Because you want to say KJ. You're crossing KJM with Keyshawn, J.
Yep.
Will, and Max.
Uh-huh.
And so you get caught on that first that first step.
Hold on, let me see if I got the receipts. Hold on. I think I might have the receipts here in my wallet.
I love when it happens because I automatically look right at Key. And Key looks at me like, there goes another one.
They did look at each other right away.
We did.
Another one.
Because we heard.
They caught it. A little something in the beginning.
Caught it.
A little something in the beginning.
I mean, we're not actually auditioning for anything, I would think. I mean, you got the job, Shannon. You don't have to try to prove to.
No, he's got to keep the job.
Yes.
A matter of fact.
Why can't all of them be like that?
Yes. A matter of fact, in order to keep the job, it is recommended that he do that at least once a week.
Hey, yo.
Got to send you in deep cover next time, Max.
Yes, I am deep cover. What are you talking about?
Deep cover now.
That's right.
Such a fine young man, that Shannon.
Hospitality on 10 for Shannon. My name's Shannon Penn.
You know what, Shannon?
I was a hospitality manager for 10 years.
Shannon, you be
natural.
Shannon,
it's in me. What's up?
You were with Russ and I in London. It's okay.
No. Yeah. Hey, Don't put me on that plane.
Yates, can you say that again? What did you just do? It just gave me a good feeling all over when you did it. Let's say it again.
Which one I say?
Wait, I don't know. You did it some voice.
Oh, the hip hip hooray?
Yeah, let me hear.
Hip hip.
No. He was just doing some announcer voice before.
Oh, no,
yeah.
That's not
it
the
made
announcer
me feel.
Voice. No, it's the tour guide.
Well, it made me feel very comfortable, not threatened. Let me hear it again. I like it.
My name is Shannon Penn. Oh. If you look on your left side, you have the starboard, and you know this.
Oh, there's a certain segment of the population when he does that, all the endorphins are coursing through their veins now. All the pleasure centers of their brains are lighting
relaxed.
Right up.
Keep your hands and feet inside at all times.
More of that.
The verbiage used non-threatening really bothers me.
Everything comes from Shannon's diaphragm.
It's very non-threatening.
Jay. Yeah, non-threatening.
A tone is non-threatening.
That's right. For some reason, I feel very good about it.
Absolutely. Yes. Me too.
That's right.
Whenever I run into you guys are just great to me.
Just great.
Yes. Non-threatening. That's why I dress non-threatening at times.
Mm.
Like now, today.
Board shorts. Swim shorts.
I can be as threatening as I want.
Dude has swim shorts on in Bristol.
Yo, shut up, Jay. See, it's good. It's fine. I can say whatever I want. It's not threatening. The more threatening I am, it doesn't matter. I got a lot of latitude to be as threatening as I like.
Speaking of threatening.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect the stuff you love with renter's insurance. Visit progressive.com. Jay, do you think that the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC West?
I think they have the most magical player in the AFC West.
Does that make them the best?
I think the Chargers are the most complete team, which I would say is the best team, but I'm still rolling with Kansas City.
So that means the team includes the quarterback.
I guess so, all right.
But you can't do that, Jay.
I can't say one team is more complete, but I'm still riding with the guy who has
a little threatening,
all the magic.
A little threatening. See, calm down.
But the question, you have to listen to the question.
The best team.
The best team in AFC West.
So best teams don't always win, though, right?
But that's not. But
this is nuanced. This is nuanced.
It is.
It's not as easy. We see the best team not win all the time because one team has a magical player that, at the end of the day, even though I don't think their defense is as good as the Chargers, it's hard for me not to rule the magical
dude. We're trying to capture a little nuanced meaning. When people say best team, they mean top to bottom roster, the whole thing. But in this case, what we're saying is, who wins? Who wins the most games? Who wins the matchup? Who's the best team? And if one player makes you bet, like Aaron Judge carrying the Yankees right now, right? But that's what it is. They're really good because of him.
If the Chargers win the division, are they the best team?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they won the division.
And then but then you got to see the playoffs too. But when
it doesn't matter.
But that's all. Wait, time out.
The high leverage.
If the Chargers win the division,
but lose to the Chiefs,
but say they split the Chiefs, right? But then they get in the playoffs,
and the Chiefs go farther.
Who are you taking?
And the Chiefs go farther.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, this is what I would say.
But see, y'all doing it all backwards.
Okay.
The best team wins the division, period. And then both get into the playoffs. And now you change it. The script is, which team goes further? I'm betting on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
To go further based on experience.
That's my point.
And the head coach.
But that makes them better.
The best.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Key is on my same side here. You are. We just said the same thing, Key.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. How did I say the same thing?
It's the same thing.
You just said the same thing I just
said. No, I got the Kansas City Chiefs as the best team in the AFC West. I also have them getting into the playoffs and going further if both teams get into the playoffs.
But I just
have to. And hold on. And if San Diego, which is Los Angeles now, not San Diego, wins the division and both teams get in the playoffs, I still got the Chiefs based on experience going further.
That's what he's saying.
But that doesn't mean. Go ahead.
You just said, literally, we have the tape that if the Chargers win the division, they are the best team. You just said that. So my hypothetical scenario was if the Chargers win a division and they still meet with the Chiefs in the playoffs, it's hard for me to roll against the Chiefs. That's what I said. We're saying the same thing.
So, right. And you two are. I'm saying something different.
You're saying something different.
But I didn't say anything about the meeting. I just said go further.
I'm saying I got you. I'm saying we're all on the same page in terms of the facts. I believe what we think is going to happen. I agree. I think the Chargers could have the best record, and I think the Chiefs could go farther than them. In fact, that's what I would predict, okay? But to me, that means the Chiefs are better. Because you can't tell me that the most important games, the players that show up in the team that show up, that's the better team. When the chips are on the line, I don't care what you do when the chips aren't on the line. When the chips are on the line, where you at, the Chiefs win those games. That's the whole thing about Justin Herbert and the Chargers.
Well, the Chargers may turn the corner this year and get to where the chips is on the line starting tonight. And win. They may do the same thing in the playoffs. They may not win the division, and Kansas City may win the division. Come playoff time, the seeding may be in favor, believe it or not, in the Chargers.
In terms of matchups and stuff. I got you.
They may go further. That's all.
It's one game tournaments, Max. I guess Cincy last year, right? Like I think Cincy will be close to being there again. But
you two are making a lot of sense on that point. The way the chips fall, you can go farther and not be the better team. Right, but we're taking the Chiefs to go further.
You can go further and not win the division.
But we're taking the Chiefs to go further because Mahomes has Mahomes and Reed when it matters most.
You trust them more. A little bit of experience, not understanding, knowing what to
do. Enemy.
Okay,
preparing. You want to make sure that
he's going to get him in there.
See, Max, you're doing what everybody else does.
There he goes.
You eliminate the guy who's actually calling the plays.
You're right about that. Listen, how does the loss of Keenan Allen affect what the Chargers can do on offense?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hot news or not news. You ready, Jeremy?
I wasn't ready until the music dropped. Drop, 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 drop.
Now you're ready.
This is sneaky hot news.
Hot news.
Hot news or not news time. It is hot news or not news time here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, Sirius XM Channel 80, and the ESPN app. Download the app. If you don't have it, it takes a second. You probably have it on your phone. Go to the Listen Live feature. And boom, we're right there. You hang out with your boys wherever you are. All right. Hot news or not news is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Guess who's playing hot news or not news today? None other than the great Diana Russini, ESPN NFL reporter extraordinaire. Good morning, Diana.
Good morning, Max. I'm excited. I'm going to be at MetLife this weekend with your New York Giants. So I figure I'll be your favorite reporter this week.
Hi, Di. You have a new haircut. I really like it.
I was nervous. You know, when you're a female and you go short, you're taking a big risk because you're exposing all the flaws. And I'm just putting them all out there for you boys.
Well, if you have flaws, you have to be nervous, but you don't need to be nervous, Diane. Chiefs.
This is my favorite show.
Can we play hot news
or not? Keep the compliments coming.
The Chiefs will be without kicker Harrison Butker tonight versus the Chargers. Diane, is that hot news or not news?
Look, when you say kicker, I fall asleep. But then after seeing some of those results in week one, it is hot news. I mean, just talk to Seattle, talk to the Tennessee Titans. Kickers are important whether we like to realize it or face it or not. Matt Amendola is going to probably be called up from the practice squad for Kansas City here to help out. But I actually think it's hot news.
I think it is hot news, but I believe that the Kansas City Chiefs will be up so much that it won't really matter. I think PATs will be easy, but when you get into long field goal situations and Andy Reid is smart enough to know that my guy's not trying a 64-yarder.
I think it's hot news just because if this game is a close game, I think it's the biggest game of the slate. If it comes down the wire, just the pressure that will mount for Matt Amendola to be that guy to close it out as a replacement kicker, I just love themes like that.
It's hot news. It's hot news. It's a great matchup, and whoever's missing a piece that could help them win it's hot news. The Chargers will be without wide receiver Keenan Allen in this matchup with the Chiefs tonight. Hot news or not news, Diana?
Look, I think it's hot news. This is your number one receiver. Mike Williams will step into that spot. But I think the Chiefs are going to try to make this Chargers team run the ball. They didn't do a very good job last week in their run game. So, yeah, I think collectively, look, Justin Herbert is a phenomenal passer, but when you don't have your number one guy, I don't care what the situation is. I don't care how good you are. That's definitely a disadvantage.
Yeah, and some of the things that Keenan Allen, it's hot news because some of the things that Keenan Allen present for the Chargers on an offensive stand, from an offensive standpoint, gives them an advantage over the middle, shallow crosses, things of that nature, where Mike Williams is really a red zone target, not necessarily a guy who moves the chains. And Keenan Allen's a guy who continues to get first downs, moves the chains, reliable target. All of those sort of things could make this very uncomfortable for Justin Herbert the first time that we'll probably see this in a long time against the Chiefs defense.
Yeah, I think it's hot news. Week one of NFL season, Mike Williams only had 2 catches for 10 yards. So now, okay, moving to wide out number one position without Keenan Allen being there, and when he scored 7 points in the second half without Keenan Allen, it's a big-time question mark.
It's hot news, of course. I love, Key, your definition of a number one receiver, which is, it's the best one I've ever heard, which is the guy you run the offense through, right? Like, who keeps the chains moving? So, for example, you said Travis Kelce has always been actually the number one receiver. He's the number one in Kansas City because you run it through him,
yes,
right? Keenan Allen is the number one receiver. You run the passing offense through this dude. He's 1,000 yards, yeah, a half dozen touchdowns every year at least, right? That is hot news. All right.
Yep.
I was waiting for someone else to say. I was Shannon, okay. Where's Shannon? Saquon Barkley wins NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
We actually agree this morning.
Yeah. Saquon Barkley, this is the most important news of the day. Wins NFC Offensive Player of the Week with 194 yards from scrimmage, and he found the end zone twice, once for a 2-point conversion that wound up winning the game. Hot news or not news, Diana?
First, I have to say I'm sorry to you, Max. I was on your show with you last week, and I went full-blown psycho on you when you told me that you thought Saquon Barkley was going to run through the Tennessee Titans defense, and I said, what is wrong with you? You're talking about the number one team in the AFC last year with the best run defense in football. No chance. And look what happened. So I'm doing it. I'm on national radio right now, television. I'm telling you, I am sorry, Max, for being so wrong. And here's why I think it's hot news that Saquon won this award, because Saquon has done a lot of talking about how he wants to be back, how he wants to come back. And I understand why he was doing the talking, because he really wants to be that player. And he's been through a lot. But to talk it and then walk it, that's hot news to me, and obviously a great sign for your New York Giants.
Yeah, it's hot news. I like to see where he's at, Max. You think he's going to be an all-purpose guy at about 2,500 yards this year. Not bad in the first week. He certainly can get there. But to be able to see the small little award, little nugget given to him after all this time off from being that guy, I think it's a plus. It certainly is hot news. The Giants should be proud and happy about it, and he should too. Headed in the right direction.
Yeah, I think it's hot news. And Max, bigger than the award, just watching the patience that he exhibited with how he used his tackles, like where he hit his spots, it reminds me of a guy that has the athletic ability like Derrick Rose, but the maturity now that he's kind of figured it out.
That's 100% right. The Saquon is different than everyone else. If you made Christian McCaffrey 20 pounds bigger, you'd have Saquon Barkley. The whole thing is, can he stay healthy? And now he has wisdom he didn't have as a rookie when he had 2,000-plus all-purpose yards with 15 TDs. And he did it, as Diana points out, astutely, against one of the best run defenses. The reason the Giants will be live in a lot of games this year is a lot of weeks they have the best player on the field if he can stay healthy. Diana Russini, Lamar Jackson shut down any questions about his contract, just like he told everyone he would. Hot news or not news?
It's not news because he talked to me, Max. on Sunday after the, and this is probably why he's shutting it down, because look, Lamar is such a pro. He's just a fantastic person to talk to, and I just asked him straight up about our Chris Mortensen and Adam Schefter's report about the offer that was made from Baltimore, the 133 guaranteed at signing, and he said, yeah, that was the offer. In fact, there were some There was more to that deal that was offered, and I still turned it down. I said, did you turn down $250 million guaranteed? Not that I knew Baltimore offered that. They didn't offer that, by the way, but I just wanted to see if maybe perhaps that was discussed. And he said, guaranteed? Yeah, no, I didn't turn that down. It wasn't offered. So my takeaway from that was if Baltimore just offered guaranteed money, I think this deal, or more guaranteed money, I think this deal would be done. And probably the other big story out of this, or at least the piece of information that I learned, was I asked him if he was going to play the rest of the season without a contract in place for next year. And he just was like, yeah, we'll see. You know, that wasn't like, hey, I'm playing no matter what. It was, we're going to see how this goes. So, you know, I think that's really interesting because I assumed if he was out there week one, he was going to be there the rest of the season. But I don't think that that's the reality, guys.
Yeah, it's hot news, and I know he doesn't want to talk about it, and he shouldn't talk about it, but he will be talking about it again before the end of the season. And the reason I say that, Di, is because my prediction is when they're 9-0, they're going to realize we might want to just give him 250 because we might have to give him 350.
That's what I've been saying, this you know? Dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yes. I had to see it week one, man. Yeah, I had to see
how do you look to okay, well, how do you look to you, well, Key?
It looked right.
He did what people didn't expect for him to do, which is deliver the football in rhythm and in sync at times.
Red basket, just red dropping basket, it into the no hands. Look.
That bomb to Bateman.
Like, all of that is a plus. And now we're complaining that he didn't run enough. It's like, you know, one minute he's running too much. The next minute, Di, he is not running enough.
You're winning the games, but we don't like the way you're winning the games.
That's fine. I mean, that's... It was the Jets.
Exactly. No,
it doesn't matter.
I hear it was the Jets. Just want to calm down. Let's see this weekend.
Oh, come on. No,
I'm not saying he's not worth it.
We crushed the Jets. Yeah, I forgot, Jay. We crushed the Jets, but the Jets defense is better. They were. So the Jets on offense, they stunk. That was terrible.
Not only
that.
Their defense is good.
These
guys were playing hard.
I'm not questioning.
Not only that, Jay, he was out there with less players. They're starters. He had to carry the team.
He's still missing
players.
I'm not making it.
There was no Doggins in the backfield.
He did it all last year. Yeah. He did that last year. I've seen it. It's funny.
It looked extra crispy. Yeah.
Because we put a lot of yeast, because we're talking about it all the time.
Let me see it against my favorite team, the Dolphins. You hear, Jay? Let me see it against my favorite quarterback in two.
No, you're wrong.
Can
one
I say something
favorite,
about this guy?
One of my favorite
You know what my
teams.
Favorite thing is about Lamar not answering questions right now? His side of the street is squeaky clean. He told everyone what it was going to be. Yeah. He was good to his word. He's playing. He does not have an extension. But he said, this is what's going to happen. A lot of guys wouldn't be playing right now.
No, I wouldn't be playing.
Right, of course. He's playing. The least people can do is understand he's not talking about it. I love this dude. Diana Russini, excellent as always. Where's Diana?
She's there, man.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for the compliments, too. Yes. Can we finish with a compliment?
Okay.
Jay thinks your hair looks great. Jay?
I always do.
You are wise and great. How's that? Does that work?
That was
another one.
That's how I describe my breakfast, but I'll take it.
But listen, I would think it's better than just commenting on someone's appearance all the time, right? Don't you want some substantive compliments?
I feel like somebody who spits game for a living. Like, you could have done a lot better.
Thank you, Jay.
I love to have her.
Max has got away with words.
You are beautiful and intrepid.
Max, you think about it. If your Giants win this weekend, next week I'll come on. We'll talk about Giants, and hopefully you'll be in a better mood and you'll schmooze me.
I'm in a good mood. I started out by saying you have no imperfections. Do you not recall this? I said it on national TV. All right, thank you.
Now you're a liar.
Diana Russini, ESPN NFL reporter extraordinaire. Tune into a football doubleheader Sunday as the Steelers host the Patriots, followed by Texans at Broncos. Coverage begins at noon Eastern on select ESPN
radio stations. Are you two over here snickering about?
He is a child, man. I can't with him.
Why are you over here just snickering away?
What's the biggest key for the Chargers defense, guys, if they, you know, to slow down Mahomes and the Chiefs offense? 5 TDs, no picks, 360 yards last week. ESPN Radio. Joining us now on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. says in studio.
It's impossible.
Where is he? He says in studio over here, Shannon. Seaport. Seaport. Got it. Joining us now here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Somebody who can stand by
this is a man
me.
Who won two championships in the NFL, who has children in the finest institutions around the country.
Always be right there.
Who sounds a lot like Biggie Smalls when he talks, but the most impressive thing about him is, in my opinion, he bench pressed 545 pounds. The great Damian Woody, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, D Wood?
I can't bench it anymore, man. But you know, I could throw it up back in the day. Now, don't get it twisted.
545 on the bench.
250.
Who?
He can bench 250.
545 with each hand. He can bench
250. He warmed up with 250.
250 with each hand, literally. What? What are we talking about here?
That's that country strength, man. You know, boys from the country, we throw things around.
Yeah, man.
I thought you was from New York.
What? No.
Where you from?
Man, I'm from the backwoods in Virginia, man.
Why did I think you were from New
York? There is a
New
York-Virginia connection, though. There is a New York-Virginia connection.
I didn't know where D Wood was. I didn't know where D Wood was from. I said no.
No. I don't know why, but you know why? I know why, though. Because of the other brother that's from the other brother that worked at ESPN that was a lineman, Woody. You know what I'm talking about, that played for the Jets.
That played for the Jets?
You know what I'm talking about. The big old lineman. Oh, I'm going to think about it. Don't even worry about it. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to think about it.
There's only one Jet lineman I know.
We got a lot of big linemen at ESPN.
Woody even played with him, I believe. That was from New York.
You talking about Willie Colon.
Colon. That's what it is. That's where my mind.
Going back a little bit, though.
He's from New York?
Yeah, he's from New York. That's what made me. I got him crossed. No wonder he has that big house with the piano and everything. Virginia guy.
I like
Lakers and stuff.
During the pandemic, it was amazing. Damian Woody has this big setup like he's Scarface with the piano in the background, the whole thing. And then the kids were out and about. But during the pandemic, everyone's at home. And I saw Damian gradually get pushed by the kids into a smaller and smaller corner of the house until he was like in his bathroom trying to do hits.
And the bathroom was 800 square feet.
Yeah. Right. He's like in the corner of the bathroom trying to do remote hits for like TV shows. Damian, what's going on? The kids took over the house. What do you expect the Chiefs offense to look like tonight against the Chargers, D Wood?
Man, this is going to be a good challenge. It's going to be a good challenge. I know the Chiefs, they've been spreading the ball around, man. They've been spreading it around. You know, the one thing about Patrick Mahomes is, you know, I said coming to the season, he could win the MVP, you know, without Tyreek Hill because he's going to be the point guard out there. He's going to be the field general point guard spreading things around. And so, for me, you know, going up against the that Chargers defense with Khalil Mack and Bosa and company, it's going to be a really good test, but I'm not betting against the king. Patrick Mahomes, you crazy? Come on.
Yeah, when you look at it, though, Big Wood, what is it that the Chargers need to do from a defensive standpoint to slow this new version of the Kansas City Eric Bieniemy's offense down?
You know, I think it's like with any other explosive offense, get them behind the down and distance. When you have a team like Kansas City that constantly – you know, they gain five on first down or get the third down, and their third down in short or medium, man, the whole playbook is available to them. You got to somehow get a team like Kansas City, get them behind the sticks, make them go third and long. Let's see how they operate. Let's see if these wide receivers can get open against press coverage. So, you know, to me, that's going to be the real key. Can the Los Angeles Chargers defense get this Chiefs offense behind the down and distance early in the sequence?
Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. They would, you know, obviously not having Keenan Allen tonight hurts the Chargers. What does Justin Herbert need to do to take his game to the next level and this offense?
I mean, he's already up there for me. I've been a Justin Herbert fan since day one. But listen, when you got a premier wide receiver like Keenan Allen, that's not going to be available tonight. You know, he's going to have to be even more of a playmaker. I mean, listen, they're not devoid of playmakers on offense, even without Keenan Allen. It just makes it a lot tougher. But I think you just utilize those legs. You know, he's just, Man, Justin Herbert is just unreal as far as the body type, the athlete, the arm talent. I just expect him to use more of that and making those off-platform type of plays outside the pocket to buy his guys more time.
Herbert need to outplay him, though? Outplay Mahomes to win?
I mean, in Arrowhead?
Yep.
Yeah, but
– that's a tall order, D-Wood.
It's a tall order, but, I mean, if you look at Herbert going head-to-head with Patrick Mahomes, he's played him well. He's played the Kansas City Chiefs well.
I mean, listen, his career started in the NFL last minute against Patrick Mahomes, and I was like, who is this dude going toe-to-toe with Mahomes?
He went
toe-to-toe with him.
Hey, I will say this. You go in here on a Thursday night and get a win on the road against Kansas City, you're 2-0 in the division. That's a hell of a start right there. If you're the Los Angeles Chargers, that's sending a statement. Mm-hmm. If you're the Los Angeles Chargers,
that is certainly Damon Woody. Speaking of quarterbacks and teams that don't have a quarterback, your New York Jets.
They're sticking yours too. Well, what are you talking about?
Well, they kicked me out of New York and made me go to Tampa. Anyway,
they got one. He's just old. Yeah,
they made him win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, they made me go win a Super Bowl.
They took Damian away from Super Bowls. He's like, you want the money, you got to stop winning Super Bowls.
But the New York Jets decided to go with Joe Flacco at the starting quarterback spot instead of Mr. Mike White. Why do you think they made this decision?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do probably with preseason. I think Joe Flacco had a better preseason than Mike White. Joe Flacco is a veteran guy who's played a lot of ball, albeit I will say just as a starting quarterback, his record is definitely not good. I think he's like 0-9, 0-10 in those starts. So, listen, you got a tough task going on the road with the Cleveland Browns. And we know that we heard Robert Saleh basically taking receipts of everyone who's talking smack about the New York Jets. And let's see if these boys can back it up this week out in Cleveland.
D. Wood, so when I watch Tom Brady against the Cowboys, he threw the ball 27 times.
Mm-hmm.
When I watch Joe Flacco against the Ravens, he threw the ball 59 times. Why?
They weren't able to run the ball. They weren't able to stay on track. Once Baltimore got ahead, now all of a sudden you got to throw the ball all over the place, and that's just a recipe for disaster for a quarterback like Joe Flacco, who's immobile, can't move. He's a statue in the pocket, and Baltimore basically just teed off on him.
That is the great Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst, two-time Super Bowl champ.
And big piano at the house.
Big piano at the house, 545-pound bench press. What'd you squat, Wood? What was your max on the squat?
I think it was like 685.
What?
That's about right.
It's a video game.
What?
It's some video game stuff, D. Wood.
What are you, the Incredible Hulk? All right.
Yes.
Thanks, D. Wood.
All right, fellas.
All right, baby.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver stands by the punishment for Suns owner Robert Sarver. We're going to get into it.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury owner Robert Sarver has been suspended 1 year and fined $10 million by the NBA.
Among the findings was that Sarver used the N-word at least 5 times, and recounting the statement of others.
Robert Sarver released a statement which reads, in part, I take full responsibility for what I have done. I am sorry for causing this pain, and these errors in judgment are not consistent with my personal philosophy or my values.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. One app, one tap. Probably already got the app. Just go to the Listen Live feature. You could take us wherever you are. Listen Live on the app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, who, remember, he gave Donald Sterling the boot. They had Sterling on audio, though. Mm. Get out! Mm. You can't get the toothpaste back in the tube. But I remember thinking at the time, Sterling will probably get a year suspension and a $10 million fine. Nope, they kicked him out of the league.
No, not with the audio.
Sell the team.
You mean before the audio?
No. I thought, I didn't know that Adam Silver showed me something there. Now, here's a new situation. Has certain similarities, but there's no audio or video evidence, right? People react emotionally differently. I think the
just
public,
hundreds of interviews.
When they see it and hear it. Yep. I'm not saying there's no evidence. I'm saying
interviews are so different,
people don't have the same visceral reaction to hearing about stuff versus really hearing it. To hearing about something versus seeing it. It's people react differently to
but
it.
But doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
No.
Right?
No.
Absolutely.
But I hear
right.
I understand what you're saying.
I just mean human brain wiring. Yeah.
If right now, if we drop, let's just all of magically just say that audio, video, whatever, in a boardroom, whatever, just drops in our lap today.
He'd lose the team.
He'd lose the team tomorrow. Yeah, right. That's
because the outrage would be over the top. Okay. Here is Adam Silver, NBA commissioner, on how the Robert Sarver investigation differs from Donald Sterling's.
As we went through this investigation, and what was pointed out in the investigator's report is Mr. Sarver ultimately has acknowledged his behavior. So there may be some disagreement around the edges, but it's not really about a factual dispute here. It's not Mr. Sarver saying, I never said that. What is lost, though, and in the differentiating between the facts in this situation and Donald Sterling is the context. And I have available to me more of a context than the public can, and that's just the nature of it, because we have investigators who then can explain and if what they learned in 320 interviews and say, for example, well, the person was there and heard those words, but this is how they interpreted them in that context. In the case of Sterling, we could all make our own judgments.
I hear what Adam's saying, that he acknowledged what happened and he cooperated. I just felt like yesterday was... And this is the first time I've ever said this. It just felt like it was a bad look for Adam Silver in this position. Even him talking about, you know, there were many, he said there were these terrible things said and done, but there are also many, many people with very positive things to say about him throughout the process. Like, okay, well just because there are positive things that have happened throughout one's tenure, it doesn't make it okay for the negative things that have occurred. And I think Adam has done a tremendous job leading the NBA. But I go back to what I originally said yesterday. As a former player, I'm just disappointed. I'm disappointed. And it's going to take other players to apply pressure in order for this to escalate, i.e. LeBron James, you know, Chris Paul, who spoke yesterday. And that's going to need to happen at a high clip in order for there to be pressure applied to Adam Silver and the league to make a different decision. Even Tamika, who is the head of the NBAPA, made a statement about this yesterday. This just doesn't align with the principles and standard that have been set since Donald Sterling and the beginning reign of Adam Silver. This feels very different.
Yeah, it's a little different. But I think when you listen to what Adam Silver is saying about he can't take somebody's team just from this away from them. I think there's some truth to that because he ain't just going to let you take his team, right? He's not going to
live in America. There's someone's property.
He's not
going to
let you
sell.
Just do that. He's going to fight. They're going to be in litigation. So it's a little bit different than Donald Sterling. On top of, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jake, if my memory serves me right, there would have been a stoppage in play because the players and Doc Rivers and everybody decide, you know what, man, we're not getting ready to play. So until they start to lose money and there's a stoppage, they probably won't revisit this situation.
And to what we were discussing before, believe me, if there was audio and video, the players would be like, we're not doing anything.
It's a little bit different. And again, he's not going to sit up there and allow somebody to take his team from him.
You know what?
He's a billionaire.
Consider something else, everybody. Consider something else. It's not like Donald Sterling got property confiscated. He made $3 billion or whatever it was.
Yeah, but they don't think
$2.5 billion.
You think that way? They don't.
No, of course. I'm just saying the so-called punishment in this case, if he did get his team taken away,
is
he made billions of dollars.
And he didn't push back. Because he was in a situation, his wife, his ex, whatever, it was a whole lot going on.
Yes.
You know, you had the girl with the mask and just everything.
But let's continue. I want to think about this for a second. Billions of dollars. He is entitled to it. It's not fair to make someone sell a team. It's his team. He is entitled to the value of the team. But is he entitled to participate at that level in this league? That question is something Adam Silver has to ask himself, the other owners, and the players who are, and he's always said it, they're partners. He has the right to his property. He can be compensated for it. Here's your $2.5 billion or whatever. But does he have a right to participate as an owner in the NBA?
If the rest of the owners.
Or should he have the
right?
A
majority of the owners help make that decision along with players that he doesn't, then he'll have to sell the team. It's very similar to Jerry Richardson of the Carolina Panthers. He had some of the same accusations against him, owners, players didn't even say anything, but owners was like,
we can't have this before we got a real problem.
There are other owners in the league that probably got some of the same issues that Jerry had.
I think players expected a longer ban. Maybe not them ripping his team, but a longer ban than just a year.
Yeah, at least until the end of the universe would have been nice. A little bit longer. Saquon Barkley, guys, was named Offensive Player of the Week. Is the old Saquon back, ESPN Radio?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.